Thank you. Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Safety without your help. reserve it forever, and by your help and goodness, we pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, nor
nor yet for a body what ye shall put on. Is not life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap nor gather into the barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much better than they? And which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the earth, the grass of the field, which is today and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. Your heavenly Father knows that you need of all of these things, but first seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought of the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So far the Holy Gospel.
Jesus Christ, the only begotten of his Father, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate of the Virgin and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with our sermon, hymn 244. Please be seated. the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
As I mentioned earlier, my sermon is based upon our epistle reading, so greetings to you in the name of the Holy Trinity. This is the theme, and this is the substance for this morning's sermon. Please be seated. Once again, we remind ourselves that all the spiritual blessings come to us as gifts from the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And as great as this greeting is, it is nevertheless meant for only a selected group of people. Not everybody understands it, not everybody is interested in it, and not everybody wants it. It's interesting to note that Peter here announces this great greeting to strangers who are scattered. But this greeting also includes us, because we too are strangers who are scattered. And to those who are truly strangers, this greeting in the name of the Holy Trinity will have real meaning, because every Christian is a foreigner to this present world. Scripture is very clear about that. Here we have no continuing city, but we seek the one to come. And to those who are truly strangers, this greeting in the name of the Holy Trinity will have real meaning. You see, the Christian who feels perfectly at home in this world, who is content and satisfied to live here forever, is hardly interested in this morning's greeting in the name of our great triune God. They're like the man who, in Christ's parable, whose barns were too small for his bumper crop, he tore them down to make room for bigger and better barns. And when he was finished, he said to his soul, "Thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take it easy. Eat, drink, and be merry." Well, because he was so exclusively a citizen of this earth, he lost his soul. He lost his life in hell that very night. There was no room for this man for the triune God. Yes, this Sunday, like all other Sundays, is only for those whose heart is set on God and those whose goal is eternal fellowship with God through his Son, Jesus Christ. If our heart is where our treasure is, and if our treasure is the triune God and all of his blessings, then we belong to the many children of God who are scattered throughout the entire world, small groups, large groups, people who are in this world but are not of this world, children of the Heavenly Father, who, because God is in us, we are the salt of the earth, the light of the world, and whose hearts are yearning for heaven, where we hold our eternal citizenship. And because we are such people, I say to you, greetings to you in the name of the triune God. What exactly is Peter trying to tell us about our relationship with the first person, God the Father, and his relationship to us? Well, Peter calls every believer one of the elect according to the foreknowledge of God, foreknowledge of God the Father. We are today what we are as Christians, not because of some special merit or some special deserving quality that we have. No. For we are told in Scripture, there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not, and death is passed upon everyone because everyone has sinned. No. Nothing depends on us. Nothing that we have done or how we feel will gain us salvation. It's all God's doing. Out of the free, united grace of God the Father in eternity, before the world was even created, made us special objects of his love. He set his mind on us. He predestinated us. He elected us according to his good pleasure that we should be his people. Everything the triune God has done for you and me is the result of God's eternal decree in that election. The phrase in our text, "elect according to the foreknowledge of God," brings us comfort. Why? Because we know that our election is founded in God, God's eternal counsel and will. And we can have the assurance that our redemption is through Jesus Christ is sure, that no one will ever be able to take us out of his hand. Unfortunately, this doctrine of eternal election has been distorted. Now, we've talked about it several times in adult Bible class. There's been confusion, and over this confusion has bitter strife actually separated some congregations. But if you are ready to take God at his word through faith, believe his promise that he chose us in Christ before the foundation of this world, then greetings to you in the name of the Holy Trinity. You know, the one constant temptation that the devil is always trying to throw at us is this: doubt. How can I know that I personally have been elected by God? What evidence is there that I am one of the chosen? Well, Peter removes all doubt in the very significant phrase, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit. Now, let me explain that. The moment that man fell into sin, the promise of salvation was given. God sent the Holy Spirit into the lives of the people at that time to create this promised faith, to sanctify them, to make them holy through this faith in the promised coming Messiah. We are no different. They look forward to the cross. We look back to the cross for forgiveness, salvation. And it's exactly the same. And the good news is that this sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit has been going on ceaselessly since the very beginning of time. The Spirit of God was at work at Pentecost, making believers out of such people who had helped crucify the Lord 52 days earlier. He is at work every time we administer the sacrament of holy baptism. If only we would always realize what tremendous things are happening here in this church, in the soul of that person, when it is washed in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And when in worship we come again to the altar to receive the body and blood of Christ in the Lord's Supper, the Spirit's sanctifying power is being made available to us. And we would not be what we are, Christians, without the sanctifying Spirit in our lives. And as Peter says, this faith is wrought through the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. And what does that mean? Through the shedding of Christ's blood on the cross, all of our guilt, all of our sin has been removed. The ultimate purpose of God's election and the Spirit of sanctification in us is to make us believers in Jesus Christ and to cleanse us from all guilt by his atoning blood. If we believe that Jesus Christ is our Savior and that he made us righteous and acceptable to our Father in heaven, then believe this morning's greeting in the name of the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and be grateful for that. The triune God's purpose had been accomplished in us. What more could we want? And that's why Peter concludes his doxology with these words: grace unto you and peace be multiplied. These are truly worthwhile things to live for day in and day out. The Father has planned us in all of eternity. Not bubbles that are going to burst. Not a life that is built on sand. There is no disillusions. No. The things that God gives us, such as forgiveness, redemption, sanctification, salvation, is ours the moment that we are cleansed by faith in Christ. That is our treasure. So once again, my dear friends in Christ, greetings to you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen. And please be seated. And since our offering was received at the door before we came in, we'll please rise and we'll sing the first two verses of We Give Thee But Thine Own. Pray for our communicants. Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest to our souls, we pray, let us experience your love at the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated. Continue with the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, who with thine only begotten Son and the Holy Ghost are one God and one Lord. And in the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity and substance of majesty coequal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, We laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also he took the cup. And when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is a new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And the peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was given into death for all of our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Thank you.
This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was given into death for all our sins. Take a drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
heart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We give thanks to the Almighty God that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we beseech thee that of thy mercy, that you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Nice to see everybody out. Did anybody have anything? David?
This is the last service like this for us. Starting October 4th, we will be starting at 8:30 our regular time, and we will have service every Sunday.
Yep, I was going to say that too. So, starting in the first Sunday in October, we will go back to the regular schedule. And then hopefully sometime in October, we'll start our Bible studies again, too. The elders left it up to me, so you know how fast I work. but so, starting in October, we're back to the normal schedule as far as worship. Both congregations, Sunday morning, so that's great. Anything else? Tim?
Jackie, Brianna, and I will be participating in our annual walk with supporting the Brain Injury Alliance this Saturday.
Okay. This coming Saturday?
Yep.
Okay, very good. Anything else?
Confessional Lutherans is not tomorrow here. It's a week from tomorrow at Mission of the Cross at 10 o'clock.
Okay. Hopefully we can get back to normal on that one too, but I mean, things are so confusing anymore. I think, was it Huckabee this morning who said, put a couple of slot machines in here and we can be open all the time. That's about it. Anyway, go in peace. God bless you.